Progress Test, Files 6 to 10. Listening 2. 1.
Have you read this article about chatting and creativity?
No. Does it say it's a waste of time?
No, the opposite. Researchers looked at thousands of science papers. They found that scientists whose offices were in the same building, or even better, on the same floor of the same building, wrote more papers than scientists who worked far apart. They concluded that having a regular opportunity to chat face to face helped the scientists to solve problems creatively.
That's interesting, but perhaps scientists are particularly good at sharing ideas. In my office, people just stand around the water cooler and talk about TV.
2.
I'm starting a new routine at work tomorrow.
What are you going to do? Are you taking up meditation?
No, I'm trying a technique for getting things done. You pick a morning and start work early. I'm aiming to be at the office at 6 a.m. Then you close your office door, switch off your phone, and focus on getting one task done. You ignore everything else. No colleagues, no coffee break, no emails.
Yes, but all my work tasks are on a computer, so I can't turn that off.
No, the problem isn't the technology. It's the constant distraction. The aim is to be more focused.
I see. Let me know how you get on.
3.
So, I was in our big Thursday meeting with the creative director, Julie, and suddenly she divided us all up into groups of four and asked us to think of ideas for a new company logo.
Oh dear.
It was totally crazy. Everyone was talking at the same time. There were lots of ideas, but I don't think any of them were good ideas. Honestly, I know all about the business, but I can't be creative like that without time to prepare.
I think you should tell Julie your concerns. There are other, better ways to organise creative meetings.
You're right. If she could have told us about the creative tasks in advance, that would have helped. And I'd be far more comfortable if we could email ideas to her.
4.
The company on the floor above mine has just bought a table tennis table for their office.
That's nice. They have lots of games at the Google offices in America, don't they? It's to make workers more creative. You know, happy workers have good ideas.
I'm not so sure. I mean, it's nice to have fun with colleagues, but I think it's just a way of getting people to work longer hours. The best way to get creative workers is to actually listen to their ideas. If I thought my company would use my ideas, I'd definitely give them more ideas.
I wish you were my boss, Ramesh.
5.
Okay, Patrick and Cora, please stop there. The scene looks good, but I want us to rehearse it in different ways so we can really explore your characters. So I'm going to turn over a card from this pack and ask you the question written on it. I'll give you 10 minutes to continue the scene from this point, following the directions on the card. Are you ready? Okay. What if there was no talking? I repeat, what if there was no talking? Okay, carry on.
Right, no talking. That's fine, I think. It's a very emotional moment in the story, so we can use our faces and hands.
It didn't say we can't use noise, just no words. So we can make sounds too. Okay, my character is very upset right now.
And I'm furious with you. Let's just improvise and see what happens.